This is Sid and Friends in the Morning. Friends, how many of us have them? Friends. 77 WABC.
So the reports this morning are that after Iran put together that staged attack, once again, United States fingerprints all over it. On Saturday night, you know, I really thought that by Monday, Bibi would send a message to Iran and the rest of the world. You just can't do that, whether or not the United States and other countries were in on it or not. So the reports are that Israel was ready to actually do something, whatever that means, because the United States has said, be careful if you retaliate at all. They were ready to do something on Monday, but they opted not to. Now they're waiting till after Passover. When did we get to the point in the world of war where we tell everybody when we're going to do something? Like, we knew about the Iran attack because Biden knew about it and Turkey knew about it 2 days before. So now Israel is saying, nah, we'll have our Passover Seders, then we'll do something.
Oh, my God, you got to be kidding.
I swear. Crazy.
It's like the woke war. It's
yes,
like woke,
I mean, Bill O'Reilly. No, nobody knows more about the history of this country and war than Bill O'Reilly. Bill, what happened to the days?
What? Who recognizes holidays?
Is this crazy, Bill?
Is this my introduction today? No, the greatest guy of all time business? What happened?
Well, hold
to that?
On. Put Bill on hold for 1 second. Let's stop for 1 second. He was the greatest. He still is the greatest. He'll always be the greatest, whether it's 9 p.m. weeknights on WABC or his great website, BillO'Reilly.com. The best interviews, the best columns, the best guests, or his killing series, which is now 13 rich in. Bill O'Reilly is still the greatest of all time. Now, Bill, what is going on?
All right. Number one, before I get to that, and I have very good information for WABC listeners this morning. Congratulations to you and everybody at WABC for the March ratings. I just got finished analyzing them. Very strong across the board. I mean, there isn't a weakness in 24 hours on the station. It is really going against the tide because radio listening in America, generally speaking, is on the decline because of the handheld machines, because of the smartphones. That's what people go to. They don't not turn the radio on, but not WABC. And the reason is that WABC zeroes in on local news and tells people how it affects their lives. I mean, that's as simple as that. And the other radio stations are all over the place. They carry syndicated program that doesn't connect with people and on and on and on. You're the dominant morning guy. You know, the sports people are fine. I was listening to Mad Dog. He's entertaining. But that, you know, that's not going to change anybody's life. WABC's information will, so let's get into the arena.
Well, let me stop you for 1 second first, because you just brought up something very important. You talked about Doggy was entertaining, but it's not going to change anybody's life. And I remember, I have to bring this up now, I was called into my program director's office down in Miami. And I was talking about this upcoming election between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. And my program director said to me, you realize where you work? Yes, I said yes. He said, well, the Dolphins have a big game against the Buffalo Bills coming up. I said, I know, but, you know, I've got two kids, and I just saw a bunch of people shot outside a cafe, bombs going off inside a soccer stadium, people murdered inside an amphitheater. I don't know. I feel like guys my age may care about that, too. And on a serious note, I decided way back then, over a decade ago, that I couldn't do straight sports talk anymore. I couldn't talk about the Dolphins and Bills or Mets and Pirates when people were dying in the streets here and abroad. And I think that decision was probably a good one.
Yeah, for you, it was a good one. But I don't begrudge people wanting to escape and wanting to get away from the horror of life by going into sports or movies or whatever. And it's worthy. But you had a higher calling, and obviously it worked out. So let's take a look at this, because this Iranian thing has not been reported accurately. And so I'm going to set the record straight, because I have the best intel sources in the country. And the reason I have the best intel sources in the country is because I wrote a book called Killing the Killers. And if you want to understand what is happening in the Muslim world and why so many of these people want to kill Americans and Jews, you got to read the book. And it's not a hard read. I mean, you're going to, every page you're going to go, whoa. So what happened in Iran is you are right and you are wrong. Okay, so Rosenberg is right and he's wrong. It was not an orchestrated attack, but Mossad and the CIA and the NSA, the National Security Agency, knew about it in advance. How did they know? Because they have assets all over Iran. So we have people inside, and so do the Jewish intelligence service, Mossad, inside the Iranian government. And we pay them an enormous amount of money. And that money is routed to a place where I was last week, Malta.
Is that right?
Because Malta's banking laws are the most secret in the European Union now. Do you know that?
I did not.
That had bypassed Switzerland. Switzerland will give you up under pressure. Malta will not. So anyway, the intel came out because you can't just launch hundreds of drones and missiles without people knowing about it. You know, everybody's got to know. And that got back. And that's why the Israelis were prepared for it. And their shield knocked down 99% of the ordnance. So that's a fact. That happened. But Israel and the United States didn't want it to happen, I mean, as far as a policy is concerned, because things could go wrong. People could die. However, there has to be a response, because you're absolutely right on this one. If Israel says, okay, go ahead, shoot at us, and then we're not going to do anything, then more people will shoot at you. It's like, and I hope Hasty is listening in Albany tomorrow. Hey, if you don't punish criminals, they're going to commit more crimes, you pinhead. All right? That's not hard. I used to teach high school. If I didn't punish the miscreants in the class, I could not maintain order. Call Hasty. Maybe you should go back to high school. Oh, my God. It's just unbelievable. But anyway, let's get back to Israel. You have a situation there where Netanyahu is under enormous pressure from the United States, from Biden. Okay? So Biden does not want a world war. He doesn't want a revival of the jihad. And he doesn't want to get China involved, because Iran sells an enormous amount of oil to China.
Correct.
So there are a lot of things here in play. So tomorrow, the Israeli Air Force could go bomb the hell out of all the Iranian ports. That's not hard. They could do it. And Iran couldn't stop them. But if that happened, then China and Russia, because Putin, anybody against us, Putin is going to support. Then they would come in on the side of Iran, and you would have this unbelievable worldwide conflict that would drive every stock market down. The economies would implode in a lot of places. It's a trigger mechanism. Okay, so what is the solution?
Well, keep it right there then. This is great. Bill O'Reilly's got the solution. When we get back, I'm going to play for you a cut from Trump's former ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, on what you just talked about, Bill O'Reilly, the oil. Then we want your solution. How do we fix this mess between Israel and Iran? If anybody knows, it's Bill O'Reilly. Keep it right here.
If you're suffering from ED, you're not alone. 60% of men over 60 have this problem. Help is out there. The professionals at Elevate Wellness can help you be the man you used to be. They've helped thousands of patients and have a 96% success rate. What are you waiting for? Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Your first visit is only $99. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Help is out there. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Your health is important. Your sexual health is very important. And like everything else, it has challenges. As many as 50% of men over 50 have sexual-related difficulties, like ED, low testosterone, and low energy. That's where they come in. Elevate Wellness has real professional and in-person solutions. Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Or visit ElevateWellnessGroup.com and get back to where it started. Office visits only $99 this month. Stop. ED is no laughing matter. This can be caused from low T, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Elevate Wellness can help. 40% of men over 40 have experienced this. Make the call to Elevate Wellness now. 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. The office visit is only $99 and includes exam, blood work, test dose, and consultation. Call Elevate Wellness. 973-354-2276. Or ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
If you had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients, and they will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read their five-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today, 800-560-0214 for a free consultation, or email them at info@gabolaw.com. That's GABOlaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
Entertaining and informative. This is Sid and Friends in the Morning. 77 WABC.
I really believe that while the Israeli citizens were scared to death running to bomb shelters and watching things explode in the sky, that this son of a bitch, Joe Biden, was behind the whole thing. How about that?
I was kind of skeptical, but as the stories are coming out, you know, about Biden's conversation with Turkey, using Turkey as an intermediary to negotiate with Iran. Yeah, I mean, there's some truth to it. Look, if this ends up being true, this will be an absolute outrage and a scandal the likes of which I haven't seen before. The fact that America is negotiating for Iran's attack on Israel, 300 missiles, ballistic cruise missiles, UAVs, I mean, look, it's great that Israel was able to intercept all of them, but you know what? Easily, some of these things could have gotten through, and some of these things are huge, huge missiles. And one of the reasons why I think Biden would do this is because 2 years ago, they gave up their entire strategic oil reserve. Now, America has this massive oil reserve for emergencies, and Biden said, you know, it's an emergency because we might lose the midterm election, and gas was very expensive, and so, you know, he released oil. We don't have any left. We have nothing left in the reserves, and so the idea that somehow there could be a war with Iran and oil could go up in price and Biden can't do anything about it, to him, that's how he loses the election. You know, another couple of dollars in the price of oil and Biden's finished. And I think this guy is that calculating and that political relative to, you know, being principled, that he might actually do that. So, you know, we need to see this more in more detail, but you could be right. And if that's the case, what an embarrassment for our country. Not only are we not standing with Israel, but we're negotiating with Israel's enemy with regard to the size and shape of the attack.
There he was a couple of days ago on this show. Donald Trump's former ambassador to Israel. Long Island native, was like Bill O'Reilly, but he went to Florida, the great David Friedman. Bill, what do you think about what Dave had to say there before you give me the solution on how to fix all this?
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
No. It just doesn't make, if you understand the pattern of the Biden administration, they would not take a chance like that. These are scared people.
They wouldn't take a chance?
No, they wouldn't negotiate a attack on Israel in a furtive manner.
Why not?
Because if it's exposed, they all go to prison. That's why. They're scared people. These aren't the plumbers of Watergate.
Well, hold on a second. But it's not as if the Bidens haven't done stuff before that if exposed, they'd go to prison. They've been doing that for 30 years.
That's a grift that didn't have national security implications. I mean, this one, it's just inconceivable to me. Okay. I know these people. Biden, number one, is so discombobulated from day-to-day events, he doesn't even know what's happening.
Well, then it's Blinken, or it's Sullivan, or it's Kirby,
yeah,
any one of those
Blinken
animals.
Blinken and Sullivan are running the show. And neither of those men, to me, would ever put their own butts on the line for something like that. Okay, so maybe I'm wrong, but I haven't seen any evidence at all to accuse the Biden administration of colluding with Iran to attack Israel. None.
Well, you know, there was a phone call, though, on Thursday or Friday from Biden to Turkey. And then, wow, in amazing fashion, the U.S. vessels were there in plenty of time, hours before these drones hit, to shoot these things out of the sky. I would disagree. There's plenty of evidence.
No, but it's two different things. As we just discussed, yeah, the U.S. knew it was going to happen, so they moved assets into position, as anybody would. But to contrive it and to get involved in some kind of secret plot to make it happen is a totally different thing.
And you think that the Biden administration is above that?
Not above it. They're scared people.
They're not
that
scared.
Wouldn't take the
no, they're
chance.
Not scared. They're not scared. They're not scared.
Yes, they are. If you look at their foreign policy, it's so timid, it's ridiculous. I mean, look at Afghanistan. Look at Ukraine. Look at the way that Biden handles China. They're scared.
You know, you could make the same argument, and you're probably right. You can make the same argument for Iran because, you know, on one hand, with their proxies, Bill O'Reilly, they're tough guys. Hamas will go and rape and murder and behead and kill, and the Houthis will do their thing. And then, of course, you've got Hezbollah still firing rockets as we speak. But this opportunity from the homeland, from Tehran, that was a pretty lame exhibition. I think you'd agree. So,
oh, yeah. That made Iran look ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that's why the Israelis haven't really vented back yet. So let's get on to what will most likely happen. And it has to do with Donald Trump, interestingly enough. So when Trump was president, and I asked questions when I was in Malta last week, I had breakfast with the defense minister of Malta. That was before the Iran attack. And I said, do Maltese like Trump? And he said they liked Trump's foreign policy because he kept the peace, but they don't like global warming stuff, because they're all, in Europe, they're nuts about global
right,
warming.
Right, right.
All right, everybody's got a little windmill on their head. so that made perfect sense to me. When Trump was president, he did not want any nation-to-nation conflict. He did not want foreign wars because it was bad for business. He didn't want it. And he was against the Iraq war, and he made a big deal out of that, and he called Bush the younger and moron, and, you know, on and on and on. Trump did not want that. All right? What Trump did, and what he would do if had he been reelected, because the world would be very different if Trump was in the White House now and not Biden, was he carried out wartime expeditions silently. The way that the Trump administration annihilated ISIS is that is the classic that I think Netanyahu's going to follow. He already has. So this whole thing started because the Israeli government killed 7 Revolutionary Guards, including Soleimani's successor. They assassinated them, okay? And Israel certainly justified in doing that because the Revolutionary Guards in Iran were in Syria causing trouble with Hezbollah and Hamas. So if you're going to attack our country, we're going to get you. And that's what they did. That's what lit the fuse for the Iranian attack against Israel. Well, keep doing that. Keep doing that. And if you can get the mullahs, go get them. Because that's a sieve over there in Iran. It's not like Moscow where nobody ever sees Putin and he doesn't come out. You can't get him because you don't even see him
right.
ever. Okay? The mullahs are going, you know, they're guarded, but their security is not anything like the Russians. So you degrade their ability to do anything by selective targeting, and you don't make a big deal out of it. You just decapitate them silently. That's what Trump did. That's the basis of Killing the Killers, my book. And he did it so effectively that ISIS was wiped out in the Middle East, had to go to Africa.
Yep.
So if I'm Netanyahu, that is my blueprint, rather than causing a worldwide war, because that's what it would be. I mean, the jihad would ride up, and then we'd have bombs going off everywhere. You couldn't have the Olympics. China and Russia would be funding people that you don't want them to fund. I mean, it would never end. You've got to do it surgically. And if Trump wins in November, that's what will happen again. That's what he will do again. Whereas Biden has no plan, no clue. He doesn't know what to do. He's being told what to do. So you have a commander in chief who is like George McClellan in the Civil War, doesn't know what to do. And that's why the North almost lost until Grant came in. I hate to be a pinhead on a historical front, but it's the same thing. Biden doesn't know how to wage war in this modern time. He doesn't know. So, you know, this is way beyond most people's ability to really calibrate. You know, A leads to B, leads to C, leads to D. But Netanyahu's a smart guy. He gets this. So I don't think you're going to see Israeli planes in the air bombing Tehran anytime soon.
No, you won't. I agree with you 100%. And I think you just outlined it beautifully. And that's why I missed you last Thursday. That's why I introduce you the way I do every week, as was the best, still is the best, will always be the best, because nobody puts it out there and explains it better than you do. In the final 60 to 90 seconds, day three of this Trump hush money trial, they got zero jurors Monday. They got seven on Tuesday. He gets a day off on Wednesday. He's in court Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday during the week. Listen, it's been a complete disaster. The judge yelled at Trump the other day because he muttered under his breath. I mean, this judge, what Judge Mershon is doing, Bill O'Reilly, I'm sorry. I haven't spoken to one legal person, from my wife to Idala to Takapina to Dershowitz, who doesn't think this judge is a disgrace, an absolute disgrace.
Listen, Trump can't get a fair trial in New York City, and two-thirds of the American public know it. A poll came out yesterday. All right, they know, because when you give $80 million to E. Jean Carroll, when you fine Trump almost $500 million for something that nobody understands, a loan to a bank, everybody knows, even if you hate his guts, that Trump cannot get fair treatment in New York City. This merchant should have recused himself a long time ago, but why would he? Because he wants to get Trump. A judge wants to get him.
Right.
And here's the kicker. Why didn't they move the venue to Long Island or Dutchess County or Westchester County? Why?
It's a good question. I spoke to his attorneys and other attorneys, and it was not for a lack of effort. They couldn't do it.
No. So this is, sorry for the cliche, a kangaroo court that everyone knows. And it besmirches the image of New York City. Like, you go in there, and they're going to get you if they don't like you. It's not about the jurors, because Merchan can regulate the tone. He can overrule objections, sustain objections, frame it, bring people in that shouldn't be in. There's another woman committed. What is she doing there? It's not the same case. So everybody knows Trump can't get a fair trial. I said last night on TV, on News Nation with Cuomo, I said, if I were Trump, I'd be worse. I would be in chains. I'd be screaming so loud.
Right.
This is not justice.
He's actually been pretty good for a quote-unquote caged animal.
That's because he's asleep all the time. But when he wakes up.
Yeah, but I'll tell you this. So this guy is so smart. I mean, he may be silly in certain ways, but again, from his trip to East Palestine, Ohio. That's when all this started. Before the convictions, it was that trip. Then you go to a couple of weeks ago, Biden is at Radio City raising money, which Trump doubled, by the way, a week after, while Trump goes to sit with Stephanie Diller, whose hero cop husband was just murdered. And then Tuesday after court, he's up at Jose Alba's old bodega, hanging out with the folks in Harlem, who gave him a ringing applause, a huge endorsement. How smart is Donald Trump?
Yes. You know, he's waging a campaign that is effective right now. But look, it's hard to feel sorry for Donald Trump. I think everybody would agree.
Yeah.
It's hard. But at this point, yeah, I kind of feel sorry for him.
No, they have. Between the A.G. James, the D.A. Bragg, and these judges, they've made him a sympathetic figure. They have. It's unbelievable. Hey, yep. Bill, I missed you last week, and you come back today with a grand slam home run. Your Israel stuff was absolutely great. I love you. Thank you so much. A great appearance.
All right, Sid. Good numbers in March. Congrats.
Thank you.
We'll talk soon. Bye.
Can't wait. There he is, the great Bill O'Reilly. Boy, he was on the money. He explained it really perfectly. He did. And I hope you had a chance to hear that. If you didn't, go back and listen. If you want to know what happened and what Israel should do next, I have not heard anybody in the media since Saturday do it better than Bill O'Reilly. That's a fact.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.